came into the studio lounge here, Groove Car's very own Rob O'Hara. How are you, Rob?
Not bad. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Great.
Appreciate it. How's the show? Let's start off.
Great,
how's
great.
The show going? What are you guys hearing?
The GAC is always great. We get to meet with a lot of credit unions, credits that are on our program. We get to hear some of their stories of how the last year has been, not only with our program, but just in general. And also getting to talk to new credit unions, see what the industry is doing. It's very fluid, you know, especially as millennials are coming into, the banking generation now, where they're going to be influencing a lot of decisions credits are going to make going forward.
No doubt.
So it's interesting to get some of that feedback, not only from credit unions, but also from vendors and from speakers. So it's always a great show.
Yeah, I mean, auto lending is just off the charts still.
Yep.
So you guys are probably just in the thick of it.
Yeah. Last year we had a great year last year. Absolutely.
Very cool. Very cool. Hey, let's talk about a couple of things here on my old question card. It's not a secret.
It's a very long list.
It's a very long list. So let's get through this. All right. Hey, two solid strategies to rock your auto loan portfolio in 2017. What's this all about?
Well, some of the things that we've seen from credits, when we built our Groove Car platform, it was always for the direct loan growth strategy for credits, helping them connect with their existing members to get their auto loan. Over time, we naturally evolved also into an indirect program, but a couple of years ago, we went back to the grassroots of when our program first came out in 99 to go over what was the intention of the Groove Car platform, where it was again going back to helping credits grow their auto loan portfolio organically. How are you going to connect with your existing member? If indirect lending went away, how would you connect with your member? So when we built the Groove Car Direct program, it was with that intention, engaging members. Members that are shopping for a car, they're going to research the car, they're not going to research rate. So last year we were very successful. We launched the new site in February, right around last year, GAC. And since that time, we signed up over 100 credit unions from GAC last year the end of the year. It was a very good year. Credit unions, they gravitated to what the program was all about. They recognized that there was a need that members had, that they need to shop for a car. And the credit unions could do a better job of engaging those members by promoting what members are looking for, which is the car, and not searching for rate. The average consumer spends 17 hours over 4 months
researching
the car.
Double that.
Okay, and it's even more impressive for millennials. Millennials will spend 17 hours over 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So they're spending more time over a shorter period of time than maybe folks like me and you.
Yeah, we're still looking for the classified ads. Where's the newspaper? Where's that paper thing?
Yeah, exactly. So they're doing that research online, right? And two out of three millennials are going to visit a car shopping site while they're in the dealer lot.
While they're there.
Two out of three. So credits recognize through our assistance and guidance that they're going to be able to connect with those millennials more frequently with something that's relevant to what they're looking for, rather than saying, hey, we have rates as low as X. So with that being said, what we've recognized in the past year too is that there are a lot more credit unions looking to do indirect lending on their own. Right? So they're not using a third party provider. What they're doing is that they're signing dealers on their own. So they're building their own dealer network. They have their own platform through third parties of just where the dealers can submit loan applications. But the challenge that they have is that they don't have a website to help promote this indirect program. So yes, it is indirect where the members are coming in through the dealer platform, but they still want to be able to push people to those dealers that they have relationships with.
Makes sense.
The Groove Car site, what that allows them to do is to promote these dealers on their site. So we'll sign the dealers up. We don't charge the dealers to be on our program, which is a key. The dealers don't have to pay to have their inventory listed on our site. So when the credit union is promoting their car shopping site, and the dealers that are a part of their preferred dealer network, their inventory is being seen. The members are going to those dealers. And it's the quid pro quo, right? So if you're a credit union, you only want to promote the dealers that you are getting loans from. And you want to avoid the ones that are not sending you loans, right? You would think. So what this allows them to do is say, all right, you know what? I only want to put the dealers on my site that my members are going to go to, and now I'm going to get the financing back. And we're the conduit to making that happen, because we're not charging the dealer. So so going back to loan growth in terms of what credits could do, they can gain a lot more leverage with the dealer, mm-hmm. because many times a credit union goes to a dealer and says, hey, you should, you know, send loans to us because we have really attractive rates, which is true. But dealers typically have 20, 30, 40 other lenders to choose from that also have very, very good rates.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are you going to do that differentiates your
That's
credit
my question,
union,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
What differentiates your credit union from your competition?
Mm-hmm.
And what this car shopping site does that has their preferred dealers on it allows the credit union to say, hey, not only do I have good rates, but I'm going to send my members to your showroom to go buy a car. So I'm going to help you increase your sales.
It's like an advertisement on there.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Which again gives them more leverage
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
with their competitors to say your competitors aren't helping you sell more cars.
Yeah.
They're giving you financing. I'm doing that too, but I'm helping you sell more
right,
cars. So
right.
credit's gain that leverage. They can almost dictate to some extent with the dealers, you know, why they need to do business with them. And if they don't, they're going to lose out to their competition.
Exactly.
So
sounds like a no-brainer to
yeah,
me.
Yeah. So
gosh,
that's
just,
actually
it's another
work.
Channel for them to get their inventory
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
and
why not?
It was kind of unintended when we built the group car program, but it kind of evolved into that where we're seeing a lot of credits want that, so we built the form because our site is very customizable.
Yeah, yeah.
So when a credit's looking for something new that we maybe haven't done yet, mm-hmm. we're able to do that. We're very flexible with the program to say, hey, what is it that you want? And we'll kind of fit it into
gotcha.
Whatever their plan is.
Very cool. I like that.
Yeah.
So... how does it exactly work? Because, I mean, we're talking preferred dealer networks
sure.
here. How does it work? I mean, obviously, you guys set up the website, that's the conduit, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the specific, I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, it is. It is actually, it's really simple to, the program is very simple to implement. Usually we have credit unions up and running within a week or two.
Oh, wow.
But then it's really just a matter of the credit union promoting the site, which is a lot easier to do. We actually provide a lot of the marketing support. We have videos, banners, we have widgets that mm-hmm. the credits could put mm-hmm. on their website, which mm-hmm. is just allows the member to get to what they're looking for quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing all that stuff to make sure we can help engage those credit union members.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of the preferred dealer network, all the credit union has to do is that because they already have a relationship with the dealer, they're able to give us the sheet filled out with the dealer.
Mm-hmm.
We call up the dealer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll set up the feed that allows the dealer to send the inventory to us.
Oh.
And then within a couple of days, we usually have the dealer's inventory on the site.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Dealer didn't pay anything. The credit unions didn't have to pay anything for that. But now the credit unions are having their dealers mm-hmm. and they're kind of funneling their members to where they want them to go buy a car.
Yeah,
hopefully,
you're,
and have
you're,
to come back.
You're setting the table for
yeah, exactly.
that, basically.
Sure.
So,
yep.
And all the member has to do is go eat,
yep.
basically.
And again, yeah, exactly. And credit unions, that's... You know, a lot of the credits that we're talking to, that's seems like it's a trend that's growing where, you know, big or small, they are looking to do it on their own because they feel that they control their destiny.
Right?
Yeah, because they can control their destiny
right.
as the, you know, controlling their relationship with the dealer. They know exactly what's going on rather than relying on a third party telling them what's going on. They know, right? Anytime you outsource,
no doubt. Hey, let's switch gears here
sure.
a little bit. State of the industry. I mean, you kind of alluded to it in your last response here. Where's it going? What are we doing here in 2017?
So in 2017, there were over 17 million new vehicle sales.
Is that all?
Yeah. The best ever.
Great.
With one of our programs is CU Express Lease, as we talked about in the past.
Yes, we have.
Which we are the largest originator of leases for credit unions in the nation. So last year we closed with our credit partners close to $1 billion dollars in leases last year. So it was very successful. Best year.
Rob,
yeah.
$1 billion?
$1 billion, yep. Our best year ever.
Great.
Yep. Our credits are very happy. Average FICO, strong. 770 average FICO, 36 month. So short term, ALM friendly. Efficiency wise, very efficient. So 60% look to book ratio. But in terms of the industry, so out of that 17 million new vehicle sales, over 4 million were leased, right?
Oh, really? Okay.
So leasing, last year's leasing
like
was the best year.
Okay.
Yeah. So last year's leasing was the best year ever. And in 2016, like I said, there was over 4 million vehicles leased.
Mm-hmm.
That number has doubled from 5 years earlier. So the trajectory of leasing
ladder.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it offers lower payment. No money down to the member,
yeah,
right? No money down, They get a new car every 3 years.
Right.
Millennials are definitely more geared towards leasing because they have that renter mindset. But more taking their rental or renter mindset out of the equation. They also are coming into their peak
earning years,
now also needing to borrow.
Right.
So they're going to be borrowing, and they'll have the mindset of leasing a car every 3 years because it lets them get into the newer technology. Right. They don't want a car that's going to be 10 years old and has very deep. I mean, again, the technology
is so. You got to crank it in the front to start it. They don't want that. What?
You know, you got to roll the windows down. Exactly. Push the button to change the radio.
It's got an 8-track.
Yeah.
8-track.
So, you know, they definitely don't want that, right? So, I mean, the stuff that the changes in the technology in the car is something that having a new car every 3 years affords them the ability to get it. So, we're seeing, you know, the only thing that is going to happen is that with leasing, the residuals are coming down, right? Because the leasing has been so strong the last couple of years that you're having a lot of used cars coming off lease, entering the market, which is going to drive down used car prices.
I was just going to ask you about residuals. Right. So
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.
read my mind.
I haven't heard that one before.
Never.
That's about used car values. But yeah, the used car values are coming down, right? It's in the news. Since we are doing leasing, we've been doing leasing since 2006. We had already forecasted that these cars were going to be losing value, that the residual was going to be coming down in 3 years. So when we were putting the leases on the road, we were not using overly enhanced residuals. We were kind of curtailing it over time and pulling it down, recognizing that in 3 years there were going to be a decline in vehicle prices on used cars because there's a glut, right? There's a glut of cars coming back. So you have to be careful if you're a credit union that's interested in going into leasing, of making sure that you partner with a third-party provider, because typically you're not going to want to do this on your own. There's a lot of risk with leasing, that they have a history and the knowledge to forecast residuals and also have the ability to pay you back that residual. Are you responsible for the residual risk as a credit union? Who's responsible for the residual risk?
Okay.
You or the vendor, meaning us. In our case, we're responsible for the residual risk. So we have paid, so we've done over 85,000 leases since 2006. Every credit has been paid whole 100%.
Wow, good.
We'll
for you
continue
guys.
To do so. And again, it's all about managing that risk on the residual side, which we do really, really well. But again, you have to just know what's going on in the environment. So not news to us, but something that may definitely be something.
So be new to somebody else.
Some curtains, yeah.
Gotcha. So. All right, let's wrap up here with future goals.
What's
in the crystal ball for you guys coming up in 2017?
You know, I
and
think,
beyond?
Sure. I mean, leasing, it's kind of on its own trajectory. So really, it's just about managing the risk, looking for opportunities within leasing, but not taking on risk that puts us in a bad position 3 years from now. But that's always been the case with our program. That's been our philosophy, so that's not going to change. So really, we're just going to be there to constantly service that market, right? We see leasing being, we don't see it declining. Maybe the numbers may come down in terms of the amount of leases, but as a percentage of new car sales, we would see
that's
it either staying there or going up, because again, as millennials are going in, it's only going to make sense that that it would go up. As it relates to our other platform, Groove Car Direct, it's really about being just as fluid as the market is, especially when it comes to technology. What are we going to do to enhance the program? What new features are we going to add to the site where it'll capture members regardless of what generation they're in? But we need to also make sure that we focus on the millennials too, have an emphasis on that, as well as what are the channels that Cranes can use to market the product to the members. So we do provide, like I said, a lot of marketing support for the Cranes, so we're constantly looking for creating new avenues to help them. So we're actually helping credit unions that just started this. For credit unions that don't have the ability to do email blasts, we'll provide that for them.
Okay.
So we'll do the email blast for them.
Nice.
And just really making the car shopping experience encompassing of all different features, whether it's auto loan refinancing, whether it's a new car purchase, used car purchase, preferred dealer networks. And just listening to our credit union partners to say, what are you looking for? And how can we make it work for you? And rather than us dictate to them, yes, we do provide guidance, right? So, but at the same time, too, we want to listen to them to find out what do they need, mm-hmm. what are they hearing, yeah. because we work with creatives nationwide, and it does vary sometimes by location, what they're looking for. So mm-hmm. that is something that we're always mindful of, and every month we're coming out with new products and services. So
that's product development 101.
Yeah, exactly.
Listening to your customers, what do they want? Let's
talking.
Build something for them.
Yeah, exactly. So that's really where that's where our direction is really more headed towards, is constantly getting more creatives on the program, mm-hmm. and making sure that they're happy with the program, that they're seeing results from the program, and that we're engaged with them. So we know that creatives need to get more of those loans, mm-hmm. more from their existing members. They mm-hmm. want to increase their products per member, and while doing so, maybe we can help them take it to the next level, where their staff could even talk about car shopping, where it's not so salesy, it's more of a service, and we work with them on that too. So we're excited about 2017. We're expecting to hopefully double what we did in 16 in
that
terms
would be
of
awesome.
Growth.
Yeah.
That's the plan, right? Always.
Isn't it? Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
No. So we're excited about 2017.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's a great message to end on.
Yep.
Rob, always a pleasure.
Same here.
Well done.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Keep up the good work, all
Thanks
right?
So much. Yep.
Rob O'Hara, Groove Car. Go check him out.
See ya.